Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Do you think this is your primary goal? Because we missed out on the mutual fund movement of the 1960s. We were pushed out of real estate and we missed out on the index craze. Is that why you're trying to get people primed to exactly. own Satoshis now?
So, absolutely. See, you cannot, it's, you know, I talked about it before when we talked before. The greatest wealth transfer in the history of this country happened when, if you were despicable enough and you were such a despicable human being, that you were willing to hold other humans in bondage and literally create wealth off of free labor. Massive wealth transfer. And not just the folks that actually held chattel property, it's the folks that transacted with the people that held chattel property, right? So you're part of that benefit, so-called benefit. And so and in every juncture along where there's been wealth transfer opportunities, we as a community have never been first movers. And so we have an opportunity here as we're moving out of fiat and hard money currency into digital currency and cryptocurrency to be first movers. You know, I think about Rashad in New York. You know, I have a place in Brooklyn myself. And when we think about being first movers into an asset class or area that creates leverage, think about what the Jewish community did in Williamsburg. And think about how there was this concerted effort to buy up en masse in the community, part of the this asset. And then what's had to happen since is that you've had to go through that community to get to gain access to that asset. It creates so much leverage that the community has, and it's created so much wealth community-wide for that community there in New York. It's incredible. And the power and leverage they have is incredible. It's because they moved en masse. It wasn't one person buying this and one person buying that. It's that they controlled it as a community. And to me, that's the same opportunity holds here in this digital space.
You brought up a good point. And we had Mike Novogratz on the show a few months ago. And you know him?
I do. I've been to his office. I've taken some meetings. Okay. He's got an amazing art collection.
So one thing that he said that really stuck out to me is he was like, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity to invest in emerging asset class. There's only a few asset classes like your stocks, real estate, you know, commodities, precious metals. But asset classes don't come along. Like the stock market was over 100 years old. Like they just don't pop up. So he's like, you know, I think crypto represents, I don't know, a half or maybe like 1% of, you know, the money or the wealth in the world. So he was like, you know, what if it, when it gets to 4 to 5%, not like it's going to get to 20%, but it gets between 1% and 5% is a huge difference. So he was explaining that, you know, this is like a once in a lifetime opportunity to get in on a ground level. Cause like you said, it's still relatively early.
Absolutely. Let's put that in context real quick. Gold has been around as a store of value for 5,000 years, and the market cap on gold is $10 trillion. Crypto has been around for 12 years, and the market cap on crypto is $2 trillion. 5,000 years, mm-hmm. $10 trillion. 12 years, $2 trillion. What does that tell you? It tells you there is money moving into this space, and it is just starting. And so we can't ignore it. And the beautiful thing, it's there for us to move into because, and that's what's so important. You know, Ian pointed out early on, there's always been massive systemic and institutionally racist barriers to entry for us moving into certain valuable, ascending value asset classes. Certainly real estate, tons of different systemic and institutional barriers to entry. It's been across the board. In this case, and the reason why we created the Black Wall Street digital wallet is that the barriers to entry are very low. You got to do a KYC, which I know people don't like to do. You got to take a government ID and put it in there. Then you got to link a bank account and then you're buying the asset class. That's the friction level going through that funnel is very small. And the beautiful thing about that Satoshi, it don't know if you're black or white or whatever. And so it's the most powerful to me, the most powerful asset class because the inherent unfairness of the US dollar in the actual money is that the more money you have, the cheaper access you have to more money. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? In other words, it's inherently unfair, right? So if I got $10 million, the bank will loan me $1 million at 3% or less interest. But if I only got a
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp, Bank NA, or Stride Bank NA. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
$1,000, I got to go to the payday lender to get my money. Yeah. And he's going to charge me 22% for $200. And so this market of money is inherently unfair. And this is the beautiful thing about us as a people. We've never wanted extra special treatment. We just want fairness because when it's fair, we win. We do, right? When it's a level playing field, we tend to win. And the beautiful thing about Bitcoin is that the blockchain technology offers a very level playing field. It's agnostic to who. Act how much you hold. One Satoshi is the same, no matter if you're holding 1 million Satoshis or 1 Satoshi, exactly the same purchasing power, buying power, value.
And for context, the first mutual fund was made in 1924. So imagine if your great, great, great grandfather or grandmother was investing in 1936, this would be the equivalent. This is why I always tell you guys, like 5 years, even though if you're new, it may seem like forever, it's really small in the landscape of time if you're looking across your family history as well. So, I mean, like Rashad pointed out, when Mike said that you don't get a chance to invest in asset classes when they're new or emerging, that is very true. And that's why I've been pounding the table. Like, you guys have to invest long. And back to your point about Microsoft, I think it gives Ethereum some mass credibility. And the exchange is now Microsoft can plan the next 15 or 25 years and have a safe haven. If the digital workspace changes dramatically, that can also be their hedge to get into crypto and a couple other spaces. And also what they're going to be able to do when they combine blockchain with healthcare and blockchain with genetic cloning and a few of those other things as well in the future. So they have the next 25 or 50 years already mapped out in that space by doing this merger. Well played.
Let me ask you this question, Ian. I got a question for Ian. Stocks, I know, you know, you are the master investor when it comes to stocks. So we're talking about crypto today, but stocks and crypto kind of go hand, they're starting to go more and more hand in hand. So when we see IBM, which years ago that they made a large investment in Stellar. And then now when we see the news of Microsoft using Ethereum blockchain, you see a lot of these publicly traded companies integrating not only blockchain technology, but actually integrating some cryptocurrency, even with AMC. And I want to get Hill's perspective on that now, allowing, you know, people to use Bitcoin. Tesla, we know about, you know, they brought all of those Bitcoins. So how do you see CEOs using cryptocurrency to increase stock prices?
We're the only group of people that does not plan our business in 100-year cycles. So IBM's going to be dead in the water. They have no competitive advantage over AMD, NVIDIA, Microsoft, Apple. I can argue Stryker, but they have to do something to stay into the game. And also politically, the CEO has to do something to even keep his job. Because if he's not driving enough shareholder value, they're going to vote him out. I think the CEO is doing a pretty good job. But what people are going to do, because this is like the hot thing right now, and they're trying to get ready for the future, they're going to lay a strong foundation. So in 2035, 2038, the foundation that they are laying now is going to pay off in the 2030s. So you're going to see a lot of companies use this as a, like Elon was doing it for a hedge, because there's a certain part of the industry that wants to get him out of the space. We have to remember he is competing against Ford, GM, Exxon. He's fighting against a huge conglomerate. But for everyone else, when Square does it, when Apple finally announces that they're doing it, Square, they're just poisoned for the next decade to be dominant. And those that are going to be laggards in that regard, the company is going to suffer. And as a result, the stock price is going to suffer. Like, you notice, like, Bed Bath & Beyond didn't announce anything in the crypto space. And as a result, they're like Pier One, then Tai Lopez acquired it. You have to move with the change. And when we have these generational changes, and it's why last year was so important when we started doing the show, I was trying to tell people, like, look, we are living through history. This isn't like some fluke that made the economy drop. We have a pandemic that was caused by a couple of reasons. You guys should probably do some research around who owns some of the stuff and the companies that are, you know, solving some of the COVID issues. Follow the money trail. But yeah, the next 20 or 30 years is already laid out. And then the big tech players are already going to be the most preeminent and dominant players in that space, for sure.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.